Vermont's public education system is at a crossroads, and school districts across the state are trying to determine a way forward. To find the best way to provide a 21st century education to students in a rural state with declining enrollment, the challenge includes Act 46 and the amount of money we spend on schools. Also, the social services we now ask schools to help provide and the testing and ratcheting up of expectations. As the school year gets underway, VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman visited the Townsend Elementary School in Windham County to look at how one district is starting the year.
Good morning. How are you? Are you happy to be back? Okay, good. Hello, Daniel. Hi, Jack. Nice to see you.
It's the first day of classes at Townsend Elementary School, and everybody seems pretty excited to be back. The principal's got new sneakers, the kids are showing off their new backpacks, and the parents, who've been invited inside on this first day, appear ready to get back to the day-to-day routine.
Sixth grade year again! The final one! Exciting morning, good morning.
Nice seeing you back.
There is an open house going on, and cliques of boys and girls scramble through the hallways, stopping in different rooms to read or color or make Cat in the Hat hats. I track down Ronan Foley. He's 9, and he's in the 4th grade this year. And I ask him what he'd tell someone about Townsend Elementary.
An old school that's pretty hip.
That's what he tells me. And he's right. Townsend has the oldest school building in the state that still takes in kids every day. But I ask Ronan, what makes it hip?
That they actually are keeping up with new technology, surprisingly.
Ronan nails it, right there. On the first day of school, he kind of explains why it's so hard for Vermont to sustain its education system. We've got a lot of old schools, and we're trying to keep it hip. All of it, of course, comes at a price.
It's not about money, but it's about money.
Craig Roach is the principal, with the new sneakers, at Townsend Elementary. And like most schools in the state, it gets harder every year to find the funding to pay for services. There's no librarian at Townsend Elementary this year. The school board had to cut the position to save money. And Roach shares an art and music teacher with another nearby elementary school. If he had a little extra cash, he says he'd probably put it into mental health counseling. But he knows that's not likely to happen right now.
We would love to spend a whole bunch of money on kids because it's important. Make sure they're taken care of in the classroom, mental health-wise. Give them the experiences like art and music, because who knows what they could be.
Townsend is part of the West River Modified Union District, which was formed after voters in Townsend, Jamaica, Brookline, and Newfane all approved their Act 46 plans. There are 83 students at Townsend Elementary this year, pre-K through 6. That's about 12 per grade on average. And so a few months ago, the new Consolidated School Board floated a plan to bring Townsend and the other nearby elementary schools together. One school would have all of the pre-K kids from the four towns. Townsend would get grades K through 2, and the rest of the students would end up in the biggest building about 7 miles down the road. Bill Anton is superintendent of the newly merged district, and he says parents hated the idea.
It is a scary time. I mean, change creates stress. And so people are very rightly concerned that something different is coming on the horizon.
Whatever's out there on the horizon, Anton says, will require some tough choices. All across Vermont, school boards will be putting together budgets over the next few months. And in light of Act 46, the state's ever-rising property taxes, and the uncertainty in Montpelier, Anton says this year's budget process will challenge school boards across the state.
We have some structural realities that we have to face in the state of Vermont, and you're at a natural tipping point for decisions that need to be made. And I guess I'm unbelievably optimistic that we are in a historic time and we will find a way forward in a historic way.
At the end of the last legislative session, state government almost shut down, mostly because Governor Scott and the legislature couldn't agree on how our schools should be paid for and who should make those decisions. And when lawmakers return to Montpelier, education funding is sure to be front and center from the get-go. We'll be following what happens in the West River District, and we hope you'll be listening and paying attention to what's happening in your town, because we've all got some choices to make. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Townsend.